Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Facebook Wildman. Walker's keeping our Today's Issues Facebook page going. You can go there and watch the show. You can comment. You can access the stories we're talking about. And we are going to be doing that segment. I don't know if it's this week, maybe this week. We'll see. The segment where we take questions from Facebook viewers and answer them. That's been fun. We've done that a couple times the last 3 weeks. Steve Jordahl that's with us, replacing Fred Jackson. They tag-teamed during the break.
Yes, we did.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to your news of the day, I have had a brain freeze, and I can't think of what I was going to say. So, Steve, over to you.
It was important, though. It'll come to you.
It'll come back.
we'll see.
Probably maybe about maybe next year, but it'll come
Let's
back.
Let's start with this. President Trump trying
Friends
to...
like y'all.
President Trump trying to drain the swamp, but he's having a hard time doing it. This is one instance where this happened. He wanted to replace the Consumer Financial Protections Agency head. Now, this sounds in the weeds, and that is, but it's a department that helps protect consumers. So they had a director that quit. And this director had appointed someone else from the swamp that he wanted to replace him. Trump said, no, I think I'm going to put my own person in. This person, her name is Leandra English, is suing to get the position because she says Trump doesn't have the authority to appoint her. It's just, the swamp fighting back, I think.
Well, I thought this was one of the most bizarre cases because... I've never seen someone sue the president over one of his appointments.
Right.
I mean, you could say I don't like him or he shouldn't be confirmed by the Senate, but this lady, Leandra English, is using a federal judge, and she specifically asked the federal judge in the suit to name a director. and so anyways, I thought it was bizarre, but President Trump's pick, which is Mick Mulvaney,
right,
who headed up the Office of Budget Management or something.
OMB, right.
OMB. He's heading it up now, and apparently, according to Fox, he sent out a letter this morning freezing out this Miss English from the office.
Tell you, the swamp doesn't want to be drained. We're just seeing it over and over again. This is one more instance.
That's because the denizens, the people who live in the swamp in D.C., have a pretty good thing going. They get to eat off the trough. Not that many people know what they're doing. They get to say they work for the federal government. You want to take that job away? I mean, those gators have it pretty good in the swamp.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like five of the six wealthiest, I've got something like that, five of the six wealthiest counties in America surround Washington, D.C.
Right.
So the money that rolls in and out of that place is
it rolls in. I'm not sure how much it was
rolls
out.
Right. It rolls out through the...
that's true.
It pork rolls out from the taxpayers.
Yeah.
In some way or another. But that shouldn't be so. That shouldn't be so that you shouldn't have the wealthiest counties in America surround your nation's capital. I mean, that just shouldn't be so. Let me... I remember what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Can I get back to what I...
Absolutely. Shake it loose.
Before I forget it
Go
again.
Ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
I was reading a story. There's a lot of talk about fake news, right?
Yeah.
President Trump, did he invent that? Are we going to talk? Hey, look here. We'll bump that up to number two, Steve.
Okay, we'll put that up to number
Steve
two.
Steve was going to talk about the very story
Go ahead.
That I'm going to mention, and Steve had it down as his number three story, but we're going to bump it up to number two.
Okay.
Must be special.
You tell us about it, Steve.
Well, it seems that our favorite morning host, I know you watch them all the time, Tim, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough decided that they were going to...
I don't, by the way.
You don't?
Go, no, I don't. But in case people were wondering.
Well, if you were watching on
Friday... They
have
Friday, a very popular show...
Morning Joe.
...among some people. Yeah.
If you were watching on Friday, you would have heard them talk briefly about their holiday. This is what it sounded like when they talked about it. Number three.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Back.
Whew, I'm stuffed.
Man,
okay.
Great thing.
As that's just what I mean, just on this Black Friday,
and yeah.
Perhaps maybe everyone ought to stop charging for wireless.
Good to work.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend.
So Mika was stuffed, and Joe said, "What a, it was a great Thanksgiving on this Black Friday." But you know what? They taped it. They taped
pre-recorded.
It. Yeah. It was pre-recorded by a few days.
And the guests on the show played along too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, all of them did.
They didn't tip off the they tried to play it off as they were live.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
They were trying to deceive.
I'm still so stuffed.
they were trying to deceive their audience.
You talk about cringe.
They didn't get by with it.
No.
Well, you're better off deceiving the audience by just not mentioning anything.
Right. Yeah, just don't mention anything.
Just have a regular show, and people will think, well, that's post-Thanksgiving.
Or just say, you know, we pre-taped this show before Thanksgiving, and hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving, or something like that. They try to act like...
He even talked about Joe...
It's the Morning
football.
Joe show.
He talked about football.
He talked about football, but he did it in a very generic way.
Yeah.
it's just funny. You talk about playing right into President Trump's hands, though. From now on out, he already doesn't like this... Joe Scarborough and what's her name?
Mika Brzezinski.
Yeah, the Morning Joe. He already doesn't like him anyway. Yeah. It's a political talk show that comes on MSNBC.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they don't like him.
They don't like him. He doesn't like them. But now
How did this get
uncovered? All he has to do is talk about fake news, and he can talk about this.
I'll tell you how it got uncovered. Mika tweeted out on Thanksgiving. She was at her farm, tweeted out a picture of some eggs that her hens had laid, and so they were doing social media when they were supposed to be on the air, and they weren't on the air because they were doing social media away from New York.
they were actors playing as if it was
actors too, by the way. They all looked a little bit
and the guests did too.
Well, and they're going to be in hot water too. The guests playing along,
and the saying it's Black Friday and stuff. I mean, you know, the show's on Black Friday, but saying I'm stuffed from the turkeys. I
mean, that's funny.
You got to totally lie.
I know. But I mean,
well, they're probably used to it.
Bacon being full.
Did I say that
right
about something like? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they were caught red-handed because she tweeted out she was at the farm when she was supposed to be on live television.
That's right.
How were you on the show and out at your farm at the same time?
But I mean, I'm surprised President Trump didn't tweet on that because he doesn't like that couple at all.
She's the one that he said showed up.
Right.
They're always talking bad about me, but when I had a party Mar-a-Lago, she showed up after she had some
cosmetic surgery.
And he said something about she was bleeding, face was still bleeding from the surgery.
Yeah.
That was ugly. But he just goes right. And so I can't believe he's going to pass up an opportunity.
Well, he's got so many chances every day because people are being attacked. You know, the Eminem rapper?
That's coming
you know
up
what I'm talking
later.
About?
That's coming up later.
Oh, you got some? Okay, yeah. I'm stealing all your stuff here.
That's okay. We'll get to that
on
later.
Top of,
just you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. There are some people who are 70 going, M&Ms are in little packages, Tim. They're not in wrappers.
And I just want to let everyone
melt
know.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
I just want to let everyone know I had a wonderful Christmas.
just kidding. And you're stuffed.
And I'm stuffed.
Right.
Watch some football.
Right. Okay, today's issue is the name of the program you're listening to here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker. We thank you for listening to AFR. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Steve Jordahl from American Family Radio News and OneNewsNow.com is with us. Next story, Steve.
The Most Reverend Justin Welby was on Sunday TV in Great Britain over the weekend.
And Ken DeMarcus?
Marcus. Justin, he may be his brother-in-law.
Dr. Marcus Welby.
Yeah, I know.
Marcus Welby was
MD.
A fictional character.
He was?
Yeah.
No.
He pretended to be.
He was not, Ed.
I'm sorry.
He was real.
So was the Rifleman. Rifleman. No. Chuck Connors is not a real person.
Yes, he was. I'm not
hearing Chuck Connors was, but Lucas McCain wasn't. Now, who's Justin Welby?
Justin Welby is the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh.
And he was on the morning shows in Great Britain on Sunday, which would have been Saturday, late Saturday our time. And this is what he had to say, cut four.
Do you understand why fundamentalist Christians in America are so supportive of Donald Trump?
No.
You know, there's two things going through my mind. Do I say what I think or do I say what I should say? And I'm going to say what I think. No, I don't understand it. I really genuinely do not understand where that is coming from. I think we can have different views on many of the issues he's raised.
In his defense, he's probably confused by anything a Christian would say.
Yes, because the Anglican Church has gone off the
Well, no, the Church of England. Is,
Church of England, I mean.
Yeah,
yes.
The Anglican Church around the world is actually fairly straight, still consistent. The Church of England, which is the Anglican Church in England, and the and its counterpart here, the Episcopal Church, have kind of gone off the rails.
I was going to say the Anglican Church in England.
In England,
but you didn't give me much of an opportunity.
You don't have you got to be quick. Got to be quick. So this is the same Church of England that recently said that nursery and primary schools should be a time of creative exploration, that people should feel free to try out as many cloaks of identity and explore the possibilities of who they may be without judgment or derision if a boy wants to wear tutus and tiaras.
What's
this
a
is
tiara?
The same Church of England that says that
crown.
Children should be afforded the freedom of expression far from the expectation of permanence. This is also the same Church of England that voted to explore transgender services to mark the special time when someone transitions between a man and a woman or a woman and a man. They're going to have a special religious service to acknowledge
that. They've about the Church of England, is that what you called it?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
The Archbishop
of Canterbury.
Archbury of Canter, of Canter where?
Of Canter, yeah.
No, he's Archbishop. It's made a word.
He's kind of the head of the.
That's right.
He's
the Pope.
I know, but anyway, he's about done. He and his colleagues have done almost a thorough job of killing their own church.
Yes,
and he's commenting on Christians in America.
It's apostate. In my view.
Yeah.
And in fact, I mean, I'm beating up on the Church of England. They've there's all kinds of things over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That they've done, including, wanting to allow, Muslims if they want to have services, and I mean, it's a terrible tragedy that this
church of PC, and universalism,
and this guy Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, says he's baffled by Christians and their views over here. And you're right, Steve; he's probably baffled by the Bible.
That's right.
On a serious note, in answering, if you wanted to talk about that topic he brought up. That was on British television, right?
It was.
Okay. I get so, annoyed sometimes. By the way, and I try not to do this myself, but I've probably done this myself along life's way, of putting everything in an either or box when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
If you want to have an either or when it comes to your church or your theology or your who you select as your elder or your deacon or your pastor, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to politics in America, you're never going to have a pure choice. So if you're waiting for a pure choice, if you're waiting for Billy Graham to run for office or somebody like him, well, first of all, there's a lot of Christians who don't like Billy Graham. My point is, It's unfair when it's an unfair question. When you say when this gentleman, the interviewer asked, are you surprised by the Christians embracing of, is he talking about evangelical Christians or who?
Fundamentalists.
Hold on. Fundamentalist Christians, support of Trump in America, are you surprised? Okay. I would say, what part of the Trump agenda are you talking about exactly that Christians are supportive of? Because most Christians voted for him for judges and because he was pro-life. Do they agree with his Playboy lifestyle of yesteryear? No, they don't agree with that. So, I mean, you see how they just they just lump everything together and go, and they'll pick out three or four things maybe that President Trump has done or said which are inconsistent with Christian living or Christian teaching, and then they will say, see, you Christians support him in this, when we don't. But it's not as easy. When you're down to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump to be president, and that's the only choice you got, and one represents judges that are going to be restrained and obey the Constitution,
right,
and the other one's going to go wild with secular progressivism, there's no choice there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no choice there. When you got, so you've got different things to consider. It's not just one or the other.
Right.
And for people, even in their own community, in our own Christian community, I could name names if I wanted to. They take the same approach. They say, you know, and they're called Never Trumpers. Remember, they were called
right.
Never Trumpers.
They still are, for the most part.
Yeah, and they're Never Trumpers. And they want to say to us, their brothers, see, you're wrong for voting for President Trump because he did A, B, C, and D. And you, how can you, as a Christian, support a man who's done that?
Yeah.
Well, so he's going to. So we're going to elect the next president of the United States of America. Yes, we do. So what are my choices? Oh, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, or you can write in somebody and maintain your convictions.
Right.
Okay. So I can write in somebody who has no chance to win, right? And therefore risk the chance that Hillary Clinton becomes president, which would be horrible for the Christian community in America and for life. And for judges, and for the Supreme Court for a generation, but I can maintain my integrity. That way.
Yeah.
It's not
black and white, is it?
Politics in America, you shouldn't be held to the same standard as you do in selecting a pastor,
right?
For example, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. But the people like this guy here, this Archbishop of Canterbury, and other people who are Never Trumpers in the Christian community. Will look at us and say, I can't believe you support Donald Trump and the way he behaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they want to have it, so they want to criticize us as being people who have lesser standards than they
yes.
do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go ahead.
I have three, by the way, we're just going to call them
Was
the
that good, what I just said?
Yeah,
yes.
perfect
I mean,
sense.
I took about three or 4 minutes.
No, it's
okay.
your show.
Okay.
We're going to call them the Archbury from now on. We'll just call them the Archbury.
I like that word actually better than what is he?
Archbishop of
Canterbury. Yeah, I like Archbury. I would go with it. Okay.
All right. I wanted to end the show today with a couple files. We haven't been in our files lately since you guys have been gone. The first one is one that we have been with for a while. This is from the Russia files.
I've missed this.
It seems that Michael Flynn's lawyers are no longer talking
General.
To Donald Trump's lawyers, General Michael Flynn. They've decided over the weekend, on Friday actually this happened, that they were no longer going to be speaking to one another, and everybody's saying this is a sign that Flynn has been turned, that he is now testifying for the Attorney General. He's trying to give dirt on Donald Trump. So all the conspiracy theorists out there and the Never Trumpers are quietly rejoicing that Flynn might have some dirt on Trump. Of course, if no dirt exists, there's no dirt that's going to be provided. But that's what's happening in that case with the Flynn. The Flynn is in trouble, but he looks like he's cooperating with the Mueller probe.
Now, what's I saw a headline. I didn't click on it, so I'm hoping you did. That the Mueller probe is actually in some trouble on its own. Have you read anything about that?
Did see the article, and if I recall correctly, it's talking about just the past, some of the past ways that Mueller. I read about halfway down,
okay.
and it was talking about stuff that happened years ago. It was just kind of a look into Mueller. He's a bulldog, and a lot of people don't like his technique.
All right, let's go on to some of our other files.
But it's also important to note that this information is being leaked from the Mueller team, which is a felony.
There you go.
Bob Mueller, his team, whoever his lawyers are, someone in there is leaking information on the investigation. Special counsels are supposed to be totally confidential until a grand jury is adjourned, and then the final decision is made public. But this stuff's being leaked, which is a felony, and no one's investigating it.
There you go.
Well, nobody yet, but I bet you Jeff Sessions might.
He should.
Yeah.
Attorney
could
General.
Be. I'd like to introduce a new file to you guys, and I had a hard time naming this one. We kind of settled on the fool files, but I kind of wanted to call it the stupid file, but it may be a little too harsh. I don't know. This is from the stupid file.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
How about the foolish files?
We could be that. I want to
introduce Dumb and Dumber
you
files.
Dumb and Dumber files. I want to introduce you to Mike Hughes. Calls himself Mad Mike Hughes, and he doesn't believe in science. In fact, he spent about $20,000 building a rocket. And by the way, if you don't believe in science, I don't think I'd want to fly on the rocket. But he's going to launch it in an effort to prove that the Earth is flat.
Wow.
He's going to trying to do it from a ghost town in the Mojave Desert along Route 66, but the Bureau of Land Management decided that they didn't like what was going on there. So they have nixed
that. How is he
going
to prove that the world is flat?
No one
has
ever quite
high enough.
Yeah,
to take
I think
a picture.
That's what he's going to do.
The Earth really isn't a sphere.
There's a cockpit in this rocket, and I think he's going to launch himself up. My fear is, if he doesn't believe in science, it's unlikely this thing's going to land well.
Yes, or it might land on
flat
somebody.
Or,
yeah,
flat or crooked.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the middle of the Mojave Desert. It's unlikely he can hit anybody.
But if he's trying to get up high enough to be able to scope out and take images,
I guess he's looking for the corner of the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, "Look, see, it's not a sphere." You get up that high, when it starts to come down, it's not going to come down where you wanted it to.
Well, probably not. If you don't believe in science, how do you know where it's going to come down?
Wow.
But he doesn't believe in science.
He spent how much on his rocket now?
$20,000. Apparently he's a
$20,000 rocket?
That's right. He saved money from his $15 an hour job driving.
You go to Walmart or somewhere to buy parts.
I guess.
You know where you get where you get the best deal.
$20,000. He's not even able to get any lift to get up high enough.
It's a steam powered rocket. He believes at least in steam power.
It's steam powered.
That's what it
says. You
got
to give it up to the guy for building his own rocket, Ed.
It looks good. I mean, in pictures, it looks good. I mean, but yeah,
you got to have a budget.
Well, not if you're the government, you know. But
is he the government?
No, he's not. I'm just saying.
No. Just NASA an individual. Does, it's a private
I guess
sector.
NASA actually, NASA does have a budget.
Private
so.
Sector.
Yeah.
My apologies to Huntsville, Alabama.
$20,000 for his rocket, but that's he's right. trying to prove the Earth's flat.
He's trying to prove that the Earth is flat.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And finally, foolish
files or the stupid files. Either way, we might get some complaints from moms who don't, moms
yeah,
and dads who don't want. Their
so I'm not sure.
We'll, let's go with Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber file. There
yeah,
we go.
Dumb and Dumber files.
Yeah. And then finally, you mentioned Eminem. This is from the anger management files.
What do you do when you're feeling bad? When you want to break every toy you've ever.
Now, I don't know where that song is from, but I hate it. We have some pretty good...
So do you have anger against that song?
I got anger against that song. We got to come up with a different song for that
song. You don't
file.
Like that song?
No. What is that from?
Oh, I don't know. Some kid show, I guess.
Yikes. All right. So what's the anger management file?
Why don't
file?
Mr. Rogers? Because I know all those songs there.
Eminem is angry that President Trump's not paying attention to him.
I saw that too.
Eminem,
the rapper...
Past his prime.
By that, I mean,
past his prime?
Style of music by that. Rapper, yeah, what is he? Is he 45, 50 years old?
I don't know. Maybe
he's
not.
Probably in
he's going to throw his back out one day. rapping like
can't
that.
Can't touch this. Right. Boom, 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 boom. That guy, his back's out.
Who's that? MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, yeah.
He's back doing commercials now.
Yeah. But now, he doesn't do that move.
I got to tell you, I'm going to laugh my head off when Eminem's doing... you know, Wrigley's commercials one day. That's going to be funny. Right?
He's going to do Depends. Depends commercials.
Yeah, he's supposed to be counterculture, you know.
Yeah, Wrigley.
But he got all mad because President Trump wouldn't give him attention.
That's
when
right. He had a whole rap against President Trump with all kinds of dirty words. Yeah. And President Trump just
ignored him. That was the worst thing he could do for All right, folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.